Sering reckons these caves could have stored food and supplies to last a year. So in theory, Guge could have held out for a while. Apparently, these secret passages also allowed the besieged people of Guge access to water. Some passages led to an exit near the Sutlej River. With food and water available, Saparang held out for close to a month before the Ladakis stepped up the offensive. By now, the invaders had taken over the unprotected lower sections of the citadel and had gained a crucial bargaining chip in the process. Thousands of Guge prisoners. Halfway up the citadel stands a very peculiar stone partition, unlike anything else found in Saparang.
The wall is very interesting. It's built of stone, whereby most of the other buildings were built primarily of rammed earth or mud brick. It doesn't have any obvious habitational function. It doesn't have any obvious defensive function. So why is that wall there?
If storming the citadel through the tunnels was impossible, then the only other option would be to build a siege tower. And by the most ruthless of means, on the backs of captured Guge prisoners. The royal precinct was virtually unassailable. The Ladaki army reached a shelf beneath the sheer summit. They were stuck here for some time, around 1 month. So they began to build a siege tower with pressed Guge labor. They had to bring stones from a black mountain on the far side of the Sutlej River.